Iceland, and it's the it's Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, buddy.
Happy Valentine's. Okay.
We figured this would be a good time to talk about love, but we're also going to talk. It's actually kind of a Bob Dylan-esque thing here. It's Love and Theft. That was the name of one of his albums. As you may or may not have heard, a couple of weeks ago, my car was broken into and my bag was stolen.
And that was in Andersonville.
Yeah, it was in Andersonville. It was actually at one of the events that we recommended on the last podcast. Andersonville's big sale night.
That night.
That was it. Yeah, and so we were down there, Cinnamon and me, and we parked behind the U.S. Bank over there, and about 5-10 minutes after we left the car, somebody broke a window in the back and stole my bag.
I was kind of surprised to hear that it happened, you know, over there.
Yeah, it's not a very active space or area. I mean, you'd expect it to be pretty much left alone. But no, I got nabbed.
You got jacked.
And the bag, they had no idea what they were stealing, but it had my my laptop and an iPod and actually the GB podcast. It was had my video, my voice recorder in there.
So we were kind of missing last week.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We're back with a new little recorder thingy here.
I think we're number 10. This is number 10.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So
Valentine's Day. What are you guys doing, Nas? What are you doing, anything special for Valentine's Day?
By the time you listen to this, we will be on a plane to San Francisco and be in San Francisco.
Cool.
So that's the only kind of Valentine thing we're doing. But if I may recommend something, I'm very fond of the Valentine's dinner meal they have at the Chicago Diner.
Oh yeah.
If you've been to their Thanksgiving meal, it's a ridiculous amount of food for a pretty good price. It's not super cheap, but you know, it's pretty affordable, and you get there's no way you're gonna finish all the food.
Wow.
You gotta take something home.
It's a really good value.
It's a great value. So.
Is that likely to still have reservations available?
Actually, it's weird because we actually walked in a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we got a table, so
that's
who
cool.
knows? It might sell out. We did go in a little later.
All right.
I think probably around 8:30. So if you're if you're willing to risk it, do so, or you know, give them a call right now and see if they still have reservations tonight.
Cool. So. All right. Well, we're just gonna make dinner at home, I think, but. Those of you who are still looking for something to do, we really recommend Flosterdamus's Floster Promise, which is a big thing that they've done actually 3 years running over at Abbey Pub this year. It's tonight. It starts doors open at 9, and it's only $17, and it's 18 and over. So all of you you youngins in the audience can get in there as well. And the cool thing is, it's also a benefit for CHIRP. Which is stands for Chicago Independent Radio Project. It's a pretty cool event, a lot of fun, and we hope you make it out to it. Well, that kind of segues us right into the weekend's events. What do you like, Nas? I know you're not going to be in town, but that doesn't mean you don't have ideas.
There are quite a few things that I'm looking at. Nothing on Friday or Thursday, but starting Saturday, we have Carol Moseley Blaun, former presidential candidate and running, and you know, obviously
ambassador, congresswoman,
and you know, everyone. Yeah. She's prolific, and
yeah.
She'll be at the Student Center West in UIC on UIC grounds.
Cool.
At 828 South Wolcott on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it is an event, so you have to pay $50 for it for a ticket. But it includes breakfast, refreshments, and a lunch buffet.
Wow.
And it's kind of a workshop, and it's kind of about her experiences and what she's done in her career. So
that's really
cool.
If
you're interested in getting into politics or are looking for inspiration from a woman who's obviously done a lot in her life, check it out.
Very cool. I actually have something for Friday night.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, AOK, which is a kind of a an Asian influenced streetwear and shoe shop over in
up on Belmont.
Yeah,
near Clark.
Clark and School, I think it is. Yeah, they're hosting a show of CTA Chicago Train Art, and it's they're holding their big opening party from 6 to 10 p.m. Friday night, and the address there is 3720 North Clark. Lots of well-known street artists as well as other artists around town have done a whole bunch of works inspired by the train. So pretty cool. I think it might be fun to go to.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What else do you have on Friday? Anything else?
That was it for Friday. How about, do you have anything else going for Saturday?
I still have more things for Saturday.
What's up?
Chalkboard, which is a restaurant up in Lincoln Square, is having high tea every Saturday during March.
Cool.
It's your typical high tea, scones, cucumber sandwiches, very British. And it's from 4:30 to 6 p.m. every Saturday. Vegan accommodations can be made 24 hours in advance.
Nice.
And I think it's a great deal. So
yeah.
if you're in a trying that out, check them out. They're 4343 North Lincoln.
And you say that's through the through March?
Through March.
Okay, cool. Well, on Monday, speaking of Lincoln Square, there's a free songwriting workshop, and they're going to be over at the Old Town School, and they're going to be particularly concentrating on, I believe, rhythm and kind of building that, building the song, more on the structure rather than the content.
Composing.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's at 6:45 at the Old Town School. Check their website for more details and to find out whether you need to bring anything. It's in the big concert hall, but it's more of a workshop. It's not an actual performance.
That's cool. Other things going on, I have something else for Saturday. the Handlebar is having its 5th anniversary party. And from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m., Mooka Paza is playing.
Cool.
DJ Naomi and DJ Bear. They have free appetizers, 50% off all drinks. And, you know, it looks like it's going to be a good time.
Sounds
good.
At
this time of year, so.
Yeah, right.
Check out the Handlebar, 2311 North Avenue. And on Sunday, speaking of things you might want to do with your Valentine's, there is a couples massage workshop at Yoga Now in Edgewater. It's fully clothed, but it is.
It's couples.
It is couples.
It's
so bring somebody, and it's to teach each other reciprocal massage.
That's cool.
So it's a 2-hour session, $60 per couple. And it's at 5852 Broadway up in Edgewater.
That sounds great. Yeah, and you know, $60 isn't really that much to spend on a massage on its own, let alone learning how to do it.
Though you are doing it on yourself though. But
well
you're
doing
it, exactly. Yeah. So
mutual massage. That sounds dirty, but
it is. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're trying to talk to some people out in the world and
people on the street.
Yeah, and I had the opportunity this week to go out to American Science and Surplus's warehouse and do a tour. We're actually we'll have a feature on that in the next couple of weeks. And so I talked with Philip Cable. He's the owner of American Science and Surplus, and got some ideas from him on what he likes to do. So I'm here with Philip Cable from American Science and Surplus. He's here telling me a little bit about what he likes to do out in the town.
I like to get a sandwich at Al's Deli in Evanston. It's on Noy Street near the Noy's L stop, and they roast their own beef there.
Cool.
And I would recommend getting a roast beef on croissant with Jarlsberg and their Bernays sauce.
Wow, sounds kind of decadent for a sandwich shop.
Best sandwich in town.
Wow, cool.
That's fabulous. And on weekends, I like going down to the Adler Planetarium. I think it's one of our underutilized museums in town, and they just have some fantastic hands-on, interactive displays there.
Yeah.
Really enjoyable. It's a lot of fun.
That's great. Well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Cool. So I guess that's really pretty much it for this week.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Another one down.
That's right. We'll catch up with you guys next week. Find out what Nas did out in San Francisco.
Awesome. See you later, guys.
Bye-bye.